Hi there.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. It is June 9th, 2022 today. Wow, can you just imagine that? Anyway, this is Hank and Kathleen Means. We're hosting a call from Prescott, Arizona this morning, and we welcome you all, and we are privileged to have our special guest today, Marcy Littlejohn. So, Marcy is our
He's our master
distributor.
Yeah.
So, thank you for coming on this morning. We haven't heard from you for a while. We're excited to hear what's going on.
So, Are you with us, Marcy?
I'm excited to be here, and I don't know what your plan is for the day or for the call today, but my plan is that maybe we'll have just a few minutes and talk about couple of real important things, and then I just thought maybe, I don't know if it works for you, but I would take questions or do whatever we need.
Well, thank you very much.
As a mom, a wife,
and
a woman on the planet Earth, that works. We're very flexible women, aren't we, Marcy? Go for it. It is yours. Thank you so much, Marcy.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about today is we're authors of our own story. And so what we get to do is rewrite what is supposed to be our story. Sometimes we're given a story, and we can either accept the story that we're given or we can work to change it. So today, I'm celebrating my story. Oh, goodness. I am 10 years free of a disease that wasn't supposed to let me free. And that was officially yesterday. Now, I don't know what day before that I got free 10 years ago. But my story changed. The storyline for my book, the chapter, the verse, the ending changed, and all I did was make a little change for me. So when I say we're authors of our own story, we certainly are. Most of you know my story, that I was given the death sentence, and that was on April 13th of 2012, and after going to going through with the first doctor and then the affirmation from the second doctor and, you know, the specialists all saying the same thing. The third consultation I had was with a group of 12 doctors, and the 8 to 10 of them meet every time someone is in their clinic or in their facility. They meet and go through all your procedures, and the day they met with us was after a day full of testing, of new testing and new results. Instead of astronomical numbers, I usually like to get good grades, and good grades were always high numbers, but boy, you sure discover when you have deadly disease that high numbers are not what you want, that you want your numbers to be within the realm of safety, which according to medicine, is 1 to 7 and 1 to 15 on a scale of, those are the two scales that they normally use. And when your numbers are six-figure numbers or higher, that usually means you don't have a chance. And they're quick to tell you when you don't have a chance. I don't know how most people take that news, but I sure have witnessed it and seen it for a lot of people, and I tell you, it's a whole lot more fun to have a day like I had 10 years ago than a day like I had 10 years ago in 8 weeks, right? So I tell you that when I say we're authors of our own story, we're granted a great place on earth. But we don't have to accept what people tell us about ourselves. Sometimes people tell us we're not very good at what we do. Sometimes people tell us that our bodies aren't very good at what they're supposed to do. I tell you all, you can change any of it. Don't let a disease bully you. Don't let a bully bully you. So today, we're authors of our own story, so you can change yours. We're the editors of the stories of others. Oh, my goodness. We can help someone else write their story. You know what that feels like? When you get to go in and say to somebody, that's what you've been told. This is what I'd like you to hear. You have options. And those options are all natural. They can't hurt. They might help. Why not? So we are editors of the stories for others. That's incredible. Not only do you have the opportunity to change yours, you have the opportunity to change the stories of others. Edit out the three D's for them. Disease, discomfort, and despair. You can help anyone, literally anyone, write their story. It's their story. They have to participate. But you can do some editing. That's pretty exciting, right? We're in the business of miracles. And frankly, I expect them every day. We don't deal in miracles without facts. Our miracles are fact-based. Fact is, the products work. Fact is, the products do what they were designed to do by nature. They naturally do their assignment. We can improve their performance, which Rick has done with his product, and what Gary has done with Dr. Samuelson has done with his product, is literally given the product an ability that enhancing the product's natural ability to give us a better result. How do we do better than that? We tell a better story so that more people will hear the message and tell their own story. We are grateful every day for the stories that have already been written. Get your story in the testimonies and let people know that the change that has come to you comes for you. But for heaven's sake, get involved enough to help others. Save you so you can save someone else. We're in the business of miracles. Expect them. We're the editors of our story, the authors of our story, and the editors of the stories of others. That's my message today.
Well, that's a powerful message. And it's a correct message for every day, isn't it, Marcy?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You've got that to do. What's stopping us, right?
That's right. If you let the people who don't understand the possibilities of an alternative natural product, we have to not let that our mindset get bullied into thinking, oh, this is my only chance, or this is my destiny. It doesn't have to be your destiny. Your DNA does not have to be your destiny. We can change it because miracles do happen. And you're talking to two people who have had to be like you, and I'm grateful to come across someone else that has fought the fight in a different way, like I have, and like Hank is not in his head, and like he's had to fight the fight. And
we didn't have an immediate death sentence like you, but we were definitely a lot closer to under the grass than most people.
and not ready for it. So it sounds like it.
There are a number of songs about that, but we don't need to write ours, right? The other thing I want to discuss today is, of course, get your testimonies in. The other thing, the month that you can
put your order in. You can put your order in for today or tomorrow, but you cannot order it tomorrow because it won't ship tomorrow and therefore doesn't qualify for the auto ship advantage. And so we want to be sure everybody gets, if you have everybody on your team that enrolled with you last month on auto ship, I want you to understand that the people who signed up with you at $299, you earned 100 points. They earned 100 points for having placed their advantage ship. And it is an advantage ship. The advantage is if they do that, if you do it and teach the people that are working with you to do that, the advantage is that every single month, not only will they be qualified for their earned income, they also get a discount on product. So what happens is they have either product or anything in the company store that they can use their I'm sorry, hang on. I'm sorry, I had to give a password. Anyway, so the exciting thing is if we do that, our volumes, just based on the work you did last month, if your 100-point people placed a 100-point order, they have equaled their volume from the month before. If they place a 200-point order because it's a family, they need more product, excellent. They have equaled their volume from the month before. We should never see that volume go down. We're not going to be one of those companies that bounces up and down because we're asking people to duplicate the things that we know work. The advantage in an advantage order is you earn extra product discounts that you can apply to product or, as I say, company store. So please, please, please get those done today. Work with your customers. Get them the same advantage. Those are my two things I wanted to talk about today. Everything else is now up to you guys.
Okay. That's really important. So if you need help in getting those or auto ships in the special period of the month, your upline can help you, the person who sponsored you, if they don't understand, just keep going up. We're available to help as well. And
by all means, you can call the company, call support, and if you're just not able to tackle setting it up, whether it's a customer or a member, he will set them up for you as fast as you can give him the information.
Yeah, Keith and the other, whoever else answers, they are very efficient, and they are already pulling up information for you as you speak. So,
all they need to know is what you want, and you'll be set up.
And don't give up because there were some glitches in the back office yesterday. Reach out and get somebody to help you.
Yeah. And your credit card.
Well, you know, one good thing about all of us, I mean, well, I know almost. I can almost tick out the people on this call and tell you that the people on the call, all of you don't have issues because you're here. You found your way onto a phone line. You can find your way onto the phone line again. So don't hesitate to call and ask for help.
That's a very precise, just a fact, ma'am. That's the old Dragnet TV show. Just a fact, ma'am. So another thing also, your credit card information may not have transferred over from one program to the other, so go back in and double check to see if that's accurate. And same thing, you can also pick up the telephone, leave a message on their message piece. They will call you back. They will.
And usually it's within minutes, guys. They're so effective. We're so fortunate. So, and I think we've made our point, and the issues, any other issues you have, remember, We're a month old. In a month, we have accomplished so much. I just, I celebrate that victory. The hurdles, there weren't any. We didn't have high hurdles. We had little bumps. Can you believe that? In a system that was set up this quickly, how effective our system has been. Neil has been amazing. Keith has been amazing. The people that they have involved to get these things done have been nothing short of amazing. So we are very fortunate.
And we need to thank them when we see them at the July 9th event in Salt Lake City. That's a great place.
Absolutely.
To give your personal thankfulness and gratitude. So I know
I just want to say something else. If there's something that's not working right, don't just complain about it. Let support know, because they will fix it right away.
Yeah.
We're in the business of making it work, not about struggling, you know, or if every time somebody suggests something, it's fixed before the next guy gets to report it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So I love that. Problem solvers on the go. So patience.
The other thing I love is, I tell you, many people, this is another one of my favorite things, many people, many of us, like to build the road. Guys, we already have a road. Get on, start driving. It's your car, it's your body, it's your business. Get on the road, it's already built. Can you imagine a road that has been so successfully built that you don't have to pass a car, you just simply change lanes and keep on moving? There are enough lanes in the road for everyone to take their own lane. But you do not have to stop and build that lane. Put your turn signal on, pull over, we'll help you. We'll wave you on around and celebrate your victory. That's what it's all about. Get goals set now. Anybody that would like help with goal setting, call me. I love it. I happen to be very good at it. I used to do the numbers that you now get in your back office. I used to do those on paper every single month. For hundreds of people. And you know what? They were my most successful teams. My most successful people are the people who got on the road with me and watched and participated while we drove on down the road. Get on down the road. Right?
Yeah.
All right, let's take questions, please, Kathleen.
And we do have someone named Peggy out there. Peggy, if you could start Fix Yourself. I know you may have some questions for Marcy. Are you there, Peggy? Maybe not. If you're trying to figure it out.
Anybody that has a question, this is your chance.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm happy to take questions.
Yeah, we had someone that had some questions. But, Marcy, can I ask you your dosage? There are some new people on the line. Your dosage, not dosage, how did you use the product Zeolite? What other, I think you had the mushroom. Can you share that?
I got the mushroom within 2 weeks, yes. So within 2 weeks of my diagnosis, I got the very first of the mushroom that was ever produced. It came in a bag, and my husband, who was a pharmacy tech, took it to the pharmacy and encapsulated it for me because it wasn't even in capsules yet. It was the Rick sent me, you know, like a I think it's a 5-pound bag. It was a lot. Anyway, he sent me that, and we started on it, and I want you to know I more than used that and I think two other bags over the course of time, because what I discovered was doggone products work. The other part that I discovered is if you stay on them, they're an awful good, both of those are awfully good for prevention. So I took of the zeolite, I took, at that time, 5 to 10 drops. And the reason I took more then is because the product was a little, it's much better now than it was then. So I tell people 5 drops. 5 drops every hour, on the hour, every week. Sleeping is recovery. So if you happen to be lucky enough to sleep, don't wake yourself up. If you get up in the night to go to the bathroom, your body woke you up, go ahead and take 5 drops in. Each and every time that you take it, you're literally sending your soldiers out to do battle. These are your disease fighters. This is your depression fighter. It's incredible what happens when you do that. The mushroom, I took 6 capsules 3 times a day. So that means I was taking 15 to 18 capsules every single day. So I believe I was replenishing with the mushroom. And again, each of those mushrooms has its own natural ability, okay? And so it was doing things for my body, allowing my body to go into recovery mode and replenish. I believe that the zeolite was remove and restore, and it was also destroy the bad guys, because of course the bad guys were winning, or I wouldn't have been in the battle for my life, right? The bad guys were definitely, by the numbers, winning. So the day on June 8th in 2012 that I went to the 12 doctors, and they told me that they could only measure the bad guys in a single digit, and that digit was 1 and 1.1, how does it get better than that? Well, it did, because in the next, I was retested in a month and retested in a month and then retested in 3 months and and literally, little by little, it kept getting better. And one of those things that I, and how do you get better than one? It's 0.9, 0.7, 0.6, 0.4. The day that they were giving me my results from that day's testing, the doctor said I had numbers that a 17 or 18-year-old girl would have been proud to have had, but they've not seen.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Okay. That's, yeah. That's better than pretty good. That's,
yeah.
You, I, yeah.
As I said, we write our own stories, but isn't it incredible? I believe it was God-driven, of course. He gave me tools. If you can stand it, a fun story, the fun story is one you've probably heard a million times, but let's use it in this context. I'm blonde, so I'm allowed to say this, okay? A very cute blonde girl was praying every day, prayed multiple times a day. Knees were sore from praying, so deliberately praying to win the lottery. She just kept saying, let me win the lottery. Let me win the lottery. I can help people. Let me win the lottery. Let me win the lottery. I can help people. And after months and months and months of every day praying that, a booming voice from heaven shouted down, buy a ticket.
Oh.
You know, it's pretty hard to win if you're not in, right? It's pretty hard to win if you're not fighting. It's pretty hard to win if you only see what you've been told to see. If you're looking for facts, we've got them. If you're looking for a future, we've got them. But the truth is still the truth. A fact is a fact, even if you haven't recognized it yet. Buy a ticket. Get in. Get on board. Help somebody else buy their ticket. It is important, and it is no joke. You can't win if you don't get in the race.
Love it. Okay, do we have any questions out there?
I have a question.
Hi there.
This is Kay. Okay. Some things aren't life-threatening, but I wondered what you'd recommend for something like a fracture in the back. as okay. far as dosage, as far as dosage.
Excellent,
goes.
Excellent question, and thank you. You know, I tell people a lot of the things that we talk about, we should talk about your exposure, right? So if you've got a broken something in your back, something that, okay, think about this. When we come, when the garbage man shows up at your house, what are your expectations? He's going to haul the trash away. What if one day he knocks on the door, instead of taking the 10 sacks that you make in your house being your body, right, you make 10 sacks of trash every single day. And one day the trash man knocks on the door and said, I'm sorry, you're over the allotment. We can't take anymore. So you're going to have to store 3 of those sacks of trash every day. Well, the first thing you do is store it under the sink, and that gets stinky. So pretty soon you go take it to your least favorite place in your house. In your situation, that's probably bones, or whoever it is with the back issues, it's probably bones. And there's quite often a weakening of the bones. And if we think about what weakens bones, we might think about heavy metals, mercury, lead, cadmium, aluminum, arsenic. But also, if you have an injury, we have a guy named Uncle Arthur that comes to roost in your least favorite places. Yeah, so where do you put the trash? In your least favorite places. So people are sometimes just amazed when their story changes, and we didn't talk anything about bones or bone dysfunction. We just talked about cells, didn't we?
Right.
But the truth is, what are bones? And what happens to bones is what happens because we store the garbage, right?
Yeah.
We literally let the garbage attack our bones and wonder why we have a different result than someone who's not doing that, right?
Right.
So I encourage you. I would suggest that you take at least 5 to 10 drops 6 times a day. Why would I do that? Because I want to bathe your body on the inside. I want you to take it out from the bones. I want you to take it out from the muscles. I want you to take it out from the brain. I want you to take it out from everywhere. And the best way to do that is to keep it coming in, keep the garbage coming in, washing out, keep the garbage collector coming in, washing out the trash that's been stored. Because believe me, the day that you show the product to your body, introduce it to your body says, I can use that. So that day, you start taking out 10 sacks. But for me, I needed more than 10 sacks taken out. I bet you do, too. I bet anybody over the age of 7 or 8, by the way, anybody under the age of 7 or 8 has garbage because you gave it to them. If you're a family member, they inherited some of yours. It's in their DNA. Oh, my goodness. We pass on things like mercury, lead, cadmium, aluminum, and arsenic because they can't go anywhere else, so they go to the fetus. They go to the babies before they're born. They go, then the babies are battling that battle every day of their life. They don't have to because this product's safe for anyone. So if you're a 20-year-old or you're a 60-year-old, chances are at 60 you have more garbage than you had at 20, but the truth is, the garbage you have at 20 is probably what's doing your damage now.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I would take 5 drops 6 times a day, and I would do that faithfully. And if you have any issue, I don't care what it is, the more you take, the quicker you'll have a breakthrough. The breakthrough is when you're writing your story instead of listening to the stories of someone else, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Marcy. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Can I get on?
Thank you, Kay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
This is Laura. Can I get on?
Hi, Laura.
I have a prayer request. Number one, we have a young girl in her 20s who just had a liver transplant last night because the pharmaceutical industry poisoned her.
Yeah.
And so the prayer request, of course, is that her body will accept this transplant, but also that the family would be open to hearing about these products, please, so that maybe we can keep the pharmaceutical company from poisoning this one to death as well.
May I give you your prayer? One of the things you should be praying for is that she uses the tools that God has already given her.
Exactly.
She doesn't know it yet, but the tools are here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, understand
if I
could pray for her and with her. The time will come when you have the, that opportunity. When that time comes, that you're ready. That the voice they need to hear is yours. And that the tools they need to use are in your toolbox. If you never take them out, there's no victory. If you do, it's a new chapter.
Yes. Yep. So I was wondering if you guys could just come along together with me and pray for support. Her name is Bailey, and she's in recovery in Denver Hospital right now. And I'm good friends with her mom, and so I'm hoping that I can share this with them very soon.
Well, her mama needs a good friend right now, so congratulations on having that relationship, because you understand that relationship means more than any of the rest of us can mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. Yeah. And I wish you great success, and I, of course, will include her in my private prayers for her.
Thank
All
you.
Right. That's, that's a story that still needs to be written, so let's be sure we get that one done. All right. Yes, who's that? Who's next?
This is Peggy. Can you hear me?
Hey, Peggy. We were looking for you earlier.
Hi. I had a hard time getting unmuted. I wasn't sure how it worked. So I appreciate your information about your dosage of the Cell Defender. In a couple months ago, I was diagnosed stage 4 colon cancer.
So let me fix that right now. Even though it's your personal testimony, somebody repeating that could actually cost us our company. So let's be really clear. You're fighting deadly disease, and it was a cellular disease, and this product is invited into the deadly cells and not invited into the healthy cells. It simply cleans up the environment for the health cells around it. The deadly cells self-destruct in the presence of this product. And that's why we can expect results. Now, the fact that you had deadly disease and the kind that it was, certainly your organs are your own, and you can talk about deadly disease in the colon, but could you use deadly disease, please?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So I have deadly disease.
If we're going to write the stories, we have to use words that people can, we can repeat, right? Thank you.
Right. So I was wondering what you do or how you were using the nano silver in your journey.
It wasn't available at the time, and I was not using it at the time. Would I use it now? Of course I would use it now, because I would use every tool that God gave me, not just the tools, but since I didn't have it. And frankly, at that time, I only knew about silver. I knew about silver, but I had my own concerns about silver, if I can say that, because it was the kind I knew about wasn't even close to the product that we have now. So at that time, I wasn't using it. How would I use it now? I would use it like it was free, and that it was going to set me free too. So that's how I'd use it. I'd use it initially. I start off with a big dosage. A big dosage being something like what you know, when you get a cough syrup. I hope you're not using, but when you get a cough syrup, instead of using that cough syrup, take the little cap off the top, use it as a shot glass for your silver, and take a shot when you first get the silver, take a shot, take a shot the same size the next day. You can do that as often as you want with no side effects, only with great purpose. So I encourage people to do that. It is an incredible product, and we're blessed to have it. I had the mushroom, which I took, as I said, 3 times a day, 6 capsules, and I took the zeolite every hour on the hour, and that's what I would suggest you do.
So a gal that I just brought on to the team, she's having these hives, and she said she got a product yesterday and used it, silver, sprayed it on, and she said right away she was feeling this sense of relief. So I told her, I said, yeah, you can spray it pretty much anywhere because it's perfectly safe. Mm-hmm. So I just
same thing with the zeolite. You know, people are being told to get another one of our childhood diseases causes something that you would normally put on the roof of your house, and it causes that in your body, and it's miserable. It's a miserable thing. No one wants that. And according to medicine, 3 out of 4 of us will get it. Who wants that? If you had exposure to that funny thing that made red spots all over your body when you were a kid, could have happened any time, but if you had the vaccination for that, you will be exposed to that thing that normally goes on the roof of your house, in your body. And it makes big, pussy, nasty, itchy, awful places. And guess what is incredible on it? The zeolite. Incredible. Cool. Guess what? Now we have a two-fisted approach. You can use the zeolite and the silver, and the zeolite, in my opinion, takes the silver to places it couldn't go before. Hello. Layer your products. If you were making a cake, is it prettier to have the layers be stacked up? Is a flat sheet cake prettier than a decorated cake? Let's decorate. Let's stack up the products because the results stack up in front of you. So, I'd encourage for you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Please do that with every product we have. I believe the relief product works better with the zeolite because the zeolite is the time traveler. It takes it through your body. It takes anything good through your body. It literally lets you repair, replenish, and restore yourself in ways that are impossible without it. Remove. Remove, replenish, and restore.
Hey, Marcy.
All right.
I look forward to seeing you in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Hey, Marcy, this is Rich Carter. Can you hear me?
Hey, Rich. I'm here, yes.
So I have deadly disease in my prostate and have been taking all of the Avenia products using the Marcy dose on the zeolite for 3 months. So my question for you is, in a situation like this, how many months do you stay on the Marcy dose, and at what point do you begin to taper off? And what was your experience in terms of number of months?
I stayed on the Marcy dose. Fear drives incredible things, right? And fear drives people to take poison to deliver themselves from deadly cells. Poison. What would it take for you to be afraid enough to do what I did for 6 months or a year? And why wouldn't you keep doing a reasonable amount because you've already had exposure to what happens if you don't? So what kind of fear would drive that? For me, I never wanted to see it again. I never wanted to go and sit in the chair in the doctor's office and have them tell me I'm dying of. I want to go to sleep one night and not wake up in the morning and not have it be anything that I could have changed. No shoulda, coulda, woulda. Okay? So I took it.
You got it.
I took it faithfully. I mean, faithfully took it for at least 6 months after my diagnosis. And remember, they were checking me all the time. Guess what else, Rich? You know the pH thing that they tell you that you want your body's natural pH to be, right?
Yeah.
They check that at the place that I went because they like to call themselves, they say they work with nature, right? So I gave them a natural response. So I don't need you. I don't want you. You're too much for me.
By the way, I have a very good report. I went to see my doctor a couple of days ago. The numbers that they report had dropped in half, back to the normal range. He still wanted me to have the surgery, and I said, you might remember I told you I'm doing a non-traditional approach. He said, well, I'm willing to work with you on that. And he said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. As long as the numbers are low, we'll keep monitoring it, but as long as the numbers are low, I'm good with it.
Isn't it incredible? As I said for myself, it's interesting because the standard of care is still what they're required to tell you. They're required to tell you that. They're required to tell you that you have to do that. As a matter of fact, my doctors refused to treat me after a period of time. They refused to treat me because I wasn't doing the standard of care, and that could cause them trouble. Okay?
Right.
So I'm proud of you, Rich. Thank you. And don't stop taking a shower on the inside. After the 6 to 8 months, when your numbers are still low, I love going for those appointments because as your numbers get better and better, the doctors lose hair. They scratch the top of their head so hard they go, hello, 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 and their hair falls out. Because they can't understand how your numbers could be what they are when they haven't changed them. Don't you love it?
Yes. So, thanks so much for the inspiration you are to all of us.
So I'll tell you what, Rich, I was never afraid to go back for the next appointment. I just was thrilled to death to have them prove to me just exactly how good these products are.
I have a question.
Go ahead. Thanks, Rich. You keep it going now.
I have a question.
Okay. Yes.
I was wondering if this can help cholesterol. My cholesterol is really high.
What do you think? What is cholesterol? Don't tell me. You agree it's garbage?
Yes. Yes.
Huh. Do you believe that if your body was doing its natural performance of duty, it would do a better job of dealing with everything? Whatever its job is, do you think it would work better in the presence of zeolite?
So I should take a lot more zeolite than I'm already taking?
I don't know how much you're already taking, but there's no such thing as too much.
I'm just taking morning and night and sometimes during the day.
Wow. So let me say there's a deficiency here. Apparently, you haven't gotten nervous enough, scared enough, to decide you want to get rid of the trash. You're barely to the point where the garbage man came and he took out trash, 10 sacks, for one day. Not taking out 10 sacks every day. Here's my belief. If you're in great health and you've been on the product for a long, long time, you still should take it 3 times a day.
My health is really good except for the cholesterol. My cholesterol is dangerously high.
Something's not doing its job, and if you were to tip the scale in your favor, I think you would be you would find balance is the key, Grasshopper.
Should I take the silver the way you suggested? for a while. I have a lot of it.
You can start the silver that way, and then you can just simply take it, you know, the several squirts. You know, you don't have to do the little cup, the shot glass
mm-hmm.
cup. but do that to get started. I just think it's a great boost, right? I tell people who have even been on product, on the zeolite product, that three times a year, you should up your zeolite. I hope everybody on the call is hearing me. Three times a year at least, you should go to 60 to 100 drops a day for, that means, you know, you're taking a lot. You're taking it every hour virtually, waking hours. Take it every hour, waking hours for 2 weeks. And then go back to your regular dosage of what you were taking before. Why are you doing that? Because somewhere in your house, garbage is being stored. You might as well get it out before it starts raising its name, raising itself up in a name of disease that you don't want, whatever that disease would be. Autoimmune or any of those things. Those are things that fight us. And we might as well go to war before we have a war, right? So prevention, mm-hmm. prevention, prevention. Same thing with the silver. I believe that every 3 or 4 months, you should do that, the mega dose, Monty dose if you want, mega dose, the silver. And certainly, if you have a scratchy throat, and you're kind of feeling on the down underside instead of the way upside, take that dose that we were talking about, the shot glass, and have that before you go to bed. When you wake up in the morning, someone will have to remind you that you don't sound like you did the night before. Okay?
Thank you.
The other thing for you, sweetie, I would really, really like you to take the mushrooms. I'd like to see you take the mushrooms, and I'd like to see you take at least 12 a day.
Wow, I've been taking like 2 a day.
Yeah, I'd like you to take 12 a day, and I'd like you to do that for 6 or 8 weeks. And then you tell me if you don't feel better.
Okay.
So
Thank you
kind of have an assignment. I'd like to hear back from you after that period of time. Okay? So hit them all three hard and expect that you can... You're in control of your numbers, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All right, hon. I have a question. Okay. Yes, there was a man talking that I didn't hear. You're next, okay? Thanks. Hello?
Hi. Steve, Sandy, Utah.
Hi, Steve.
Just wanted to let you that my sweet wife did come down with that roofing thing. And and I will guarantee you that the silver and the zeolite, both internally and externally on that, took the sting away and made it in the horrible little bumps and that are full of needles that popped up almost instantly. Took a while to go away, but they went away and no scarring, and she's feeling so much better.
Oh, wait. That was magic. Everybody hear that under thing he said? No scarring. You know how bad the scars are from what she has normally? Think of pockmarked teenagers. Okay, go ahead. No scarring.
Well,
keep going.
Yeah, and when you talk about scarring, I don't know if the whole, I don't know, I mean, I'm taking a lot of things, but whatever I'm taking is working. I had horrible acne when I was a child, lived on the farm, drank a gallon of raw milk a day, and mm-hmm. my body really, I mean, I had zits that were the size of my little mm-hmm. fingernail on my chest.
Uh-huh.
May have bleed every time I'd take a shower, that kind of thing, and left horrible scars like the guy on Star Trek that has the forehead that looks like a bunch of worms. And those are disappearing. after 55 years.
Okay, guys, sign up at the back of the room. Step up to the front, guys. These are the things that your stories are made of. This is rewriting history. And guess what? We're not writing a mystery novel. We're writing the facts. Just the facts, Jack. All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing that testimony.
Marcy, real quick, what doses
yes.
are you taking
Wait,
now?
No, there's a lady, too. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was the dosage what?
That you're doing now after 10 years.
Well, let me tell you. Every time I go by the bottle, I put some in my mouth. I keep a bottle by the bathroom stool. I keep a bottle by my bathroom sink. I keep a bottle by my bed. I have found the magic to this product. Are you ready? When you get 3 bottles, 6 bottles, 5 bottles, whatever it is, that you purchase for your family, right? Open every single bottle. Put them somewhere within reach. And use them every time you see one.
Okay.
Why would I say that? It's volume, grasshopper. No, that's not why. Because if the bottle's not open, it will sit there unopened. It's like the tool in your toolbox that you can't see for the grime in the toolbox. If you want to get the grime out, open the products. Set them where you see them constantly. It's magic. It is absolutely magic.
Great. Gotcha. Thank you.
If you don't see it, you can't use it. Yes.
Can we have people start fixing themselves so we don't get extra background, please? Thank you.
Oh, thank you. There was a lady I said could be next. Who's that?
Hi, this is Janelle. And I realize that products work. Hi. I realize the products work on any organ in the body, but I actually have never heard which organ your deadly cells were in. Can I ask that?
Yeah, you can. But I didn't just have one group of deadly cells. I had, you know, we talk about in theater, we talk about stage door left, right, and middle, or stage door 1, 2, 3, and the exit door is 4, right?
Well,
so in the theater, I had 3 separate, unconnected, not connected to each other, only connected by the fact that they were all 3 invading my body. One of them was one I found myself. And I simply thought that it was a place that didn't heal. I had had my gallbladder taken out and had emergency gallbladder surgery a number of years before this happened. And where they removed it, or there was a area right under my bra line. And that's where the surgery was. And I thought there was a scar tissue there from the not healing correctly, right? So as long as they were going to go in and take out the female fruit that usually is on the end of the tube, right? But as long as they were going to take that out, they might as well take that funny thing I had there out. When they did, they tested it, and it was also stage door 4. And I had been told as a young girl, very young, we had issues with fertility, and they said that issue was scar tissue in the womb, right? And interestingly enough, no one ever told me that those are pre-disease cells. I wish that I could do a campaign so people knew that a scar tissue diagnosis that has endo in it, and they want to meet you with the osis, that particular thing is literally pre-disease, pre-cells, pre-dead cells. three deadly cells. So, again, that was stage door four, exit. And so, as you can see, it was everywhere and anywhere that you would not want it to be. And each of those places had invaded at least four other places. That's what stage door four is named after. If you understand the disease, you know that each place that it is found connected to any one of those three places that were separate, right? But each one of them had, it was the nucleus, and out from it were four separate planets. And each of those four separate planets had been invaded, including things that you need, you know, that if you're out walking, you're pumping, if you're out doing good things for your body, we have a system of, I call them grates, and there's like 300 grates behind your stomach. Did you know that? Those grates are part of your drainage system. They're part of the system that filters out disease, and when they get affected, it's not good news, right? So all of those things. Does that give you a clue of everything?
And it wasn't a pretty picture.
Yes.
This is Alicia in California. I have it on good authority that all illnesses begin at the gut. In the gut.
I happen to believe in leaky gut syndrome, yes. But I also
which also goes to the brain.
It's only a
brain.
Listen. I'm agreeing to an extent, okay? Leaky gut syndrome is an incredible disease builder, okay? Stress is a disease builder. There are many contributing factors, and I tell you in all honesty, I, for a long time, called my disease the IRS disease. So let me say, what was uniquely different for that time in my life was the amount of stress, okay? So I always had leaky gut. Most everyone does. I had done a battle with leaky gut long before this. I used great products for leaky gut, but I'm telling you, leaky gut means a lot of things, and it is, your gut is a big source. Also having a permeated membrane to the brain, the blood-brain barrier. That's massively important, massively important. So we can talk about all those things, but understand it's a combination that your body could not fight before that it can fight after. Doesn't matter what's wrong. Doesn't matter which organ of mine was wrong, right? Doesn't matter where the disease starts. It only matters where it ends.
And that's in the gut. And
well,
the other thing you need to know.
You know what, ma'am? I don't know your story.
It's a medical term.
I'm telling you my story, and mine was not written in the gut. And the fact that we're talking about what we talked about, and I was very clear that it was so many different places. Leaky gut causes many things and can be a root cause for a lot of things, but not everything. So I give you that. And I, as I said, I was in the business of leaky gut for years.
Also,
hey, Marcy, this is Dan.
Word dosage is a medical term. or dose.
It is not. I thank you for your advice. I can tell you that the dosage of alcohol I take is none, and I don't believe that's a medical term. The word pain is one that I try to avoid, and I say discomfort instead of pain, but the truth is it has been determined federally that word is usable. I just prefer to describe it rather than refer to it in the four-letter P word. And my children taught me that. So, but thank you. Yes, Sarah.
Hey, besides scars being gone, real quick, my nerve damage, the surface nerve damage is gone
mm-hmm.
for my operation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's it.
And the other thing is, how amazing that there's a product that is so safe, you can use that product, you can eliminate your discomfort, and still that the area of discomfort, while you're using it, you could back up to the stove and you would be able to keep yourself from getting burnt because you could feel it. That's incredible, right, Darren?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an incredible situation that you're not giving up, like with a pain medication, like a discomfort medication. Even the word medication is a medical term. I want to be reasonable. My expectation is that we're all developing vocabulary. We want the vocabulary to be as politically correct as possible. And we're not saying to use this as a medication. When we're referring to a medication, we're referring to something that someone else refers to as a medication. We don't refer to this product as a medication. We simply refer to it as a natural alternative use product. You could call it soap because, we know that if you take a shower on the inside every day, you want to use something that helps you eliminate the trash that's in there. So of all the people in the world, I'm probably more politically correct than anyone, and I will strive to always be as politically correct as possible. I encourage you find words that describe the disease, the despair, the discomfort, rather than using words that others have given you. Those words we don't need. They don't need to be in our vocabulary. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure anything. Yes.
Thank you, Stephanie. May I speak?
Yes.
I was experiencing, before I started using our product, I never heard about our product. I was diagnosed with something that causes me to shake a lot.
Oh, yes.
Have discomfort, just not feel well. And since using, I don't even know how many drops of any of the stuff I take that I use. I just use it all. Because I don't count the number of drops. I don't count the number of times a day. I just take it. And I'm noticing, yesterday I had a really good day for the most part of the day, and then towards the end it was a busy, busy day. And I was lifting things, and I was doing things I usually don't do as often. I was helping a friend of mine. And so I had some of that shaking this at the end of the day. But it was expected, so I just took a lot of the stuff. And usually I could sleep with ice on my neck and a heating pad, alternate heat and ice. I just kept using the roll-on because I don't have the other the spray yet or the gel, which I want to get the spray so I can orally use it also. I guess internally and externally it'll help. But, I just thought, wow. But what I did notice, everything was working. I mean, I was up till like midnight last night. I couldn't even go to sleep because I had taken so much. And I took a nap in the day when I got home after my busy day. So I was wide awake and bushy-tailed. I was just
By the way, Stephanie, your voice is stronger.
Yes. People have been saying to me that I sound better, that I look better. It's a long haul. It's a long road ahead.
Of course.
And my question is, in my case, how much should I be taking? Should I do the Marcy dose?
Of course. Anybody who's in, as far as I'm concerned, when you know you're in trouble, you're in a battle, and you've been battling it for a long time, of course it just simply means you have more stored garbage. You have more things
right.
You're battling. It's already invaded places that you didn't want it to go. And I'm just thrilled to death, Stephanie. You sound wonderful. It's great to have you on the call. Thanks for sharing, because the fact that you were talking about all the things you can do that you couldn't do before, that's the magic in the storytelling. You understand, that's what this product is. It's about taking enough drops, which is, again, taking enough drops often enough that you're eliminating trash to the point that your body's response is repair. I love it.
Now I have a question for you. I'm only taking this I'm only taking the immunity like one in the morning, one at night. I should increase that, I'm sure.
Certainly can, but I'm not feeling the heavy burden on that for example I would feel on I felt for our other lady that I asked her to take more. And the reason I say that is the mushrooms are great for gut health, and we all need to take them, and it's great, and things like that it is necessary to have it. If you give me a choice of you're taking the garbage out, you're still in the garbage out stage. Taking the garbage out is probably the single most important thing you can do. So if I have to limit it, I would say, if you can afford to take mushrooms more, please do. If you can't, don't take less of the zeolite.
Okay. Because I can't afford to take everything as much as I want to take all of it. And I'm getting ready to put an ownership in today. And I've got a friend that's interested in buying product and or signing up. If I get my order in today, and like I was just going to order the two cell defenders, it has to be $100 ownership, right?
For a member, it's $100. If you're advanced rank, it's $200, which that doesn't affect you until you're well advanced in rank. So $100 is the membership one. But your customer only has to order one product for them to be qualified as a customer. So that counts for you if they just order one bottle.
Oh, but my ownership still has to be $100.
And yes, ma'am.
And the customer can order one bottle or 10 bottles, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. Thanks for letting me be specific for that. That helps us with, I'm sure other people are wondering the same thing.
So I've got to get my ownership in before she actually becomes a customer or a distributor.
No, yeah. Ma'am. We took all the gotchas out of this program. You know how you just think you're getting somewhere and somebody goes, gotcha, right?
Uh-huh.
No, we don't have those. We decided that this was a no gotcha plan. It's a get it and you win plan, right? But not a gotcha plan.
What plan?
No gotchas. GOTCHA. Gotcha.
Oh, gotcha.
I was using slang, sweetheart. Frankly, it's when somebody, when you put your hand in and somebody slaps the mousetrap on it. We don't want any of those.
Okay. So, no, I ordered two cell defenders. It'll be over $100. That's my ownership.
Sure.
And then she can order anytime after I order to be on the
She can order anytime. It still counts for you if it's in the same month.
Oh, okay.
But if she wants to get on autoship, she can get on autoship today, have the order go, you know, today or tomorrow, and then she is entitled to have a discount on additional products as she goes forward.
Okay, so
just like you get a discount for being on autoship, you get 20% towards additional product in the company store.
So she asked me, because she and her daughter both need cell defender big time, They suffer from that this pump that you get in your head really bad. And the little girl, the doctors believe it was due to the that CV19 or whatever. CV, I don't know. That thing that was pandemic that was going around. And,
yes, of course. For some reason we're avoiding the number 19 these days, aren't we? Yes, I gotcha.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if we could say it or not.
If you're wanting to do that kind of prevention, of course, the all three of our products, the zeolite, the silver, and the mushroom, are vitally wonderful.
The 10-year-old can't swallow capsules. So, because I said to them, maybe they need all three.
If they can't swallow the mushroom capsule, open it up and put it in a smoothie. Open it up and
Okay, good. I told her that.
Yeah.
Just open it.
Yeah, remember, that's what Chip did for me when he couldn't keep up with the number I was taking, right? He just put it in a smoothie, and then he capsulated some for when I was walking around doing my normal things, but I was also walking around, traveling around getting my daughter ready for the Miss Nebraska pageant, and we were shopping, and you understand, they're wanting my phone, guys. They want my phone. They're trying to take the phone.
Oh, no.
Another time we'll do more. But anyway, I had no discomfort. I did everything I wanted to do. I want everybody to experience that in their recovery. Instead of having limiting factors, I have no limits. I was my normal self about not sleeping, through the night. I've never done that in my life. But incredibly, I still was doing full repairs and not feeling any discomfort. I had the most discomfort I can think of having the day it was discovered. That's what they predicted I would have till the day I died. It didn't work out that way. I like the way I wrote my story better than the one they wrote for me.
Exactly.
So with that, you guys, I have to escape. I have to let everybody go. But I promise I will come back. I'll take your questions till doomsday, because every question means somebody is getting not just your answer, but somebody else's. Somebody didn't ask what you wanted to know. Please understand. We want this to be part of your everyday decision. Your everyday decision to do what your body needs to get better. That's what it's about.
Part of that decision is let's get to Salt Lake City July 9th and we can ask Marcy.
And I will be there.
I would like to be there.
I'll set up and talk to whoever wants to keep talking.
Well, we thank you so much, Marcy, for getting on and giving us your time, and we know you have people wanting your telephone, and we want you, we're gonna bow out, and thank you again so much. We love you, and thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Marcy.
Bye-bye. Okay, God bless everybody.
Bye-bye.
To learn more, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.